And do you know what they did for a living?
Well, my grandmother was a maid. Mm-hmm. And one of my grandfathers was a brick mason.
Brick mason. Is that one of your mother's side?
No, father's side.
Father's side. Okay, and you don't know about the other grandfather, what he did for a living?
No.
Not sure about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you know where your grandparents on your father's side were from?
On the far side, I think, yeah, from Troy. Somewhere around here in Fayette County.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know anything about their education?
No, I don't know too much about their education, but okay. It's brick mason.
Okay. And do you know anything about your grandmother on your father's side, what she did for a living? Was she housewife, or did she have a job, or something like that?
My grandmother on which side?
On your father's side.
On my father's side. No.
Don't know anything.
I think she mostly stayed at home to keep the kids, because we had quite a few kids there. And so I think she was just mostly a housewife.
Okay, you're not married, are you, Sam?
No, no.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters, by the way?
I have one sister.
I have one sister.
Mm-hmm.
Is she younger or older than you are?
She's younger. Mm-hmm.
Is she married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does she live in this area, or does she live well?
No, she lives in this area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were talking about your house to begin with, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd call this room right here, you'd call the what, that we're sitting in?
Living room.
It's the living room. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a living room anything else?
Well, you may say den.
Mm-hmm.
That area.
About the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I have in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it the parlor?
Yes, right.
Parlor.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it. So the name, I assume that that's what they were talking, speaking about the living room, you know what I mean? That's in that way.
About how high would you say this living room is, Sam? Roughly.
Maybe about... About 12, roughly. About 12, 12, 13, somewhere like there.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking about things about the house, that thing that's on the top of the house, that's made out of brick and the smoke comes through it, you call that the what?
Chimney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen these long things that smoke comes out of on factories. Would you call that the same thing, or would you call that something different?
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't since you would call it the same thing as chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you can, you know, if a person would learn about it, you know what I mean, but I haven't.
Have you ever heard it? Well, what do people call that thing if they don't call it chimney?
It's chimney. Have
you ever heard of
it? I call it a pook.
A what?
A pook.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It's tin.
Yeah.
And it comes out and then it has a little cap over the top of the pook.
You ever heard people call it a smokestack or something like that?
Well, yeah, smokestack.
It's all the same thing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a pook.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen I don't know, is that a fireplace over there that the heater's in front of?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use that fireplace, you know, burn stuff in it?
No. No, it just that.
Have you been in houses around here in Troy that, you know, they actually use the fireplace
right. Instead
of just for looks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they call, or have you heard what they call that open area right there in front of the fireplace? If that heater wasn't there?
Man, no, just, you know, the fireplace.
Have you ever heard people refer to that place as the hearth?